I love this guy, Steve Siciliano, filling in for Jop. I think Jop might be in a little bit of trouble here because
I don't think so.
He might have lost his spot.
I don't think so. Here, Barb, you want to pour, do the honors?
Okay, so
beautiful raspberry cider from
this
Ridge.
Is the Grilling Guys. Make sure you check out our website. It's the Grilling Guys, and you can check us out on Facebook / the Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See the common thread there. So Matt says he thinks he's going to be doing some grilling this weekend. So what are you thinking of grilling now, Matt?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be grilling. You know. There at Sobeys, he gave us a few tips while we were snacking back there.
Tri tips?
There you go. Tri tips. He gave us some tri tips that we'll be trying here. So definitely hunting and grilling.
So I'm taking. I picked up a pack of some beautiful New York strips. I got a flat iron. I got a Sobeys sizzler, and I bought one great big prime sirloin. And I'll tell you what, these boys, we're gonna do that tomorrow night. But these boys are going to get some great beef tomorrow night. Tonight we're having chili, so that's the easy one because I have a gigantic pot. I should just hit the road and go over to your place and
bring
some chili because
it sounds delicious.
I'm not kidding you. It just turned out so well. You know, Jop and
probably get a designated driver up there someplace.
I need to find one. I need to bring one.
Yeah.
We're in this chili cook-off every year. Jop got us hooked up with this chili cook-off, and so this will be our fourth year at it. And every time I make chili, I'm playing around with something different because I'm afraid we're going to get knocked off our high horse here.
So
one
you
of
have
these
won
times.
These contests?
We've won a couple of them. We took second place one year, first place the other two. But it gets you nervous. You know, I can see how these NASCAR drivers, once they win a few times, what kind of pressure's on them. This is just chili.
Yeah.
But still, nobody wants to lose after winning.
You get a
winning.
Little ruthless after a while, huh?
Well, I'm thinking I might have to do something this year.
Get a little aggressive.
I get all my, you know, bring some bourbon around to all my competition.
There
and
you
just,
go.
Hey, guys. So let's talk cigars because
I love talking cigars.
My father-in-law and I were famous for having cigars. He passed Charlie Jabor. He left us about a year and a half ago. My brother Mike lives over on Lake Michigan. He and I have cigars. There's only a few people I really smoke cigars with because it's not as common as like eating a meat stick. Everybody has the time commitment.
That is correct, especially during the winter. And there's the way our society is, and it's probably a good thing. There's not a whole lot of places to smoke anymore.
So that sucks.
Well, I didn't know how politically correct you want to be.
We're not.
But there are man caves, basements, well, not really basements, but my wife allows me to smoke a cigar in the basement.
Does she?
Look at her.
She's a peach.
Isn't she?
good to marry up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I have a three-stall garage with a wood boiler in it.
There you go.
So it's heated. It's like 65 out there all the
time. That's beautiful.
And we just crack a window.
Yeah.
And I'll get some folding chairs out there, and I like to have a glass of scotch. With a cigar, or bourbon, one or the other,
or a beer.
I used to do beers with them, but now I don't even like red wine with a cigar anymore.
I used to
like red wine with a cigar, but
unless it's
it
a
conflicts.
Port. Unless it's a port.
Okay, I haven't tried that.
Yeah. Oh.
But I have a couple wonderful ports from Fen Valley in my basement. I've been saving. How long are those good for?
Well, it really depends on what kind of port it is. If it's ports will last because of the high alcohol,
right.
But you come to the store and I'll sell you a $150 bottle of vintage port, and
I bet you will.
I guarantee it's going to last you 30
bet you
years.
Will. You would do that?
I would do that.
So glad
in
I had you on.
Yeah.
And to pull Matt in for just a second, what are we tasting now, Matt?
We're drinking our raspberry. That's our raspberry hard cider. That's the one we're playing around at Sobeys. Maybe make some brats with.
Okay, if you've never really cared for apple cider, hard apple cider, but your friends like it, but you know there's some value there somewhere. If you drink this raspberry cider, your mind will be blown.
It's definitely different than you'd expect.
It's almost in the champagne category or something.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Just got a life of its own.
Yep, it's wonderful. Definitely a fun one, and it's, again, pairing well with these meat sticks.
Bubbles are affecting my head. It's crazy. I want a cigar. tell me what kind of cigar, let's say, again, I'm an average guy. I grew up in a blue collar house.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
Our family's all been successful, but I still like to think about just basic roots and not wasting my money. I want to retire someday.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend $15 a cigar every time.
You know what? I don't think I could smoke a $15 cigar because I don't think I would enjoy it.
You got that old conservative paisano in you, too.
I'm an old West Side boy here in Grand Rapids. You know, I grew up in a Polish ghetto. And, you know, we came from a poor background, but even though I sell
cigars. Look at you now.
Boom! Yeah, the majority of cigars I smoke are in the $5 to $7 range.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe $8 at the most.
Give me two that are $5 or one.
A Perdomo Habano. It's a beautiful cigar that comes in three wrappers, Connecticut, Sun Grown, and Maduro. And the smaller size is right around maybe high fives or low sixes, and it's just a great smoke. Just a great smoke. And then the Perdomo Lot 23s are a little bit cheaper than that. And
really?
Anytime you see a Perdomo, you can't go wrong with them. And then there's other brands out there.
So hit me up for $8.
$8, you might want to go with a Hemingway.
Love Hemingway.
Fuente Hemingway. It's about $8.69 for the signature, I believe, or the classic might be $8.99. Hemingway's are great smokes. They're made by Arturo Fuente, and they're just beautiful cigars. A Fuente.
And you know what? Here's for that guy who maybe doesn't have the time commitment for a big cigar. They've got Hemingway was famous for what? Short stories.
Short stories are very, very popular.
So now you got a nice little.
It's about half hour smoke, if that.
Yeah, that. You can blow through one of those things if you're a big toker.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
You can't
a power
say that.
Smoker. We call
that's
power
what I meant
smoker.
To say.
Yeah.
But I love short stories.
Short stories are wonderful.
It's nice and mild too.
Yeah.
But a Fuente, the Hemingway is a mild. What style would you call that?
The Hemingway. Well, there's three different, or there's a number of different sizes. But
but in terms of
in terms of heaviness,
taste and the flavor profile,
I would say it's a medium bodied smoke, a lot of spice.
And what do you call a Maduro? Notes.
A Maduro you get a lot of roasted Maduros, a lot of chocolatey flavors.
Is it the wrapper?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's the wrapper.
Okay, so
it's a darker wrapper.
That they wrap it in is darker and stronger.
Well, it's not necessarily stronger, but it could have, because of they take it from a different part of the tobacco plant, the sugars are more caramelized.
Okay.
And it really develop some different flavors. A Connecticut wrapper is a lighter wrapper, and it's very creamy.
Okay.
And the Sun-Grown wrapper is kind of mid-range. I get a lot of spice out of a Sun-Grown wrapper. Maduro wrappers can be stronger, but you just pick up different flavors.
Okay.
Some cocoa. And
so if a guy were headed up to deer camp, and he came to you and said, hey, I was listening to the grilling guys, and you were telling me about cigars. Here's what I think I might like. Could you hook him up with a little bag?
Oh, most definitely.
Of cigars, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think those bubbles aren't getting to him.
So, I mean, because some guys might want to buy a cigar, but they really don't want to feel like they're stupid when they're walking into a humidor because they look. And I've been smoking cigars for years, and I still walk into your humidor, and I'm like,
it's overwhelming.
Man, there's a lot of cigars in here. I don't want to waste my money.
No,
I don't want to buy one and go, I don't like the flavor.
The
of
first thing I ask somebody when when they're, you know, I can tell when somebody's a little bit, confused as to what to buy. You know, the first thing I ask them, what's your price range?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't want to sound cheap, and they'll say, well, $10. And I'll say, no, you don't need to spend that much. And I might get them on what we call the bundled cigars, which are very good cigars. They're $2 or $3 a pop, maybe $4 at the most. They come in bundles rather than boxes. They're wonderful cigars. All the main companies make them. They're just a little bit lower in value.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the very best, most expensive cigar?
You know what? The most expensive, some people will say Opus X.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You like them?
I I think they're
overpriced.
Overpriced.
But they're really good, aren't they?
They're really good.
Yeah, Rush promotes them. Hey, it is the Grilling Guys. We're with Steve Siciliano and Matt DeLong from Ridge Cider. We're going to do one little segment when we come back and a little bit of man law. Stick around.